Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer on what's going to be, quote unquote, somewhat of a special episode. I'm recording this episode July 29th on Wednesday, halfway through the week. I know this is going to be, we're going to set this up here. I'm going to set this up in a minute. July 29th, 2026. You're very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening to another episode of this podcast. So Eddie, EG3, by the time you listen to this, hopefully, Eddie will be running his big race next weekend, which by the time this recording comes out, that episode will be already recorded. So there's that. My hands going to be tied up, hopefully next weekend in Kansas City for that big race weekend. So I'm going ahead and pre-recording next Friday's episode, which by the time this comes out, hopefully EG3's race has started. So there's that. So I'm gonna let y'all know right now and I haven't even recorded that episode yet. But by the time you listen to this episode, that episode will be already up probably this weekend. Since it's gonna be a quick turnaround. So I'm basically putting this out there in the atmosphere right now. So Eddie, Fast Eddie, is going to go back in time a little bit. So hopefully, the theme is, hopefully we'll shock the world again next weekend right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Again, more on that episode once I do record. I should be able to record that on Saturday, actually. So as I'm sitting here thinking about that, yeah, I'm going to record that Saturday since my weekend running plans, I'm tapering off aggressively. In hopes that I don't feel any pain early. And that's been the whole concern about this time. I was feeling concerned about it before the KC Metro Mile, and we all know how that turned out. Ever since the PR was put down in the mile, which we'll have a lot more on. We got a lot more coming up this fall on this podcast. Not my races, at least for the rest of the year, is concerned. But yeah, I'm already spoiling it. But anyways, yeah, I don't want to speak too far ahead, but I'm recording this just over a week and change pretty much away from Eddie taking center stage in that big race here in Kansas City, Missouri, down the plaza yet again for another opportunity. So we'll see what happens. I'll explain more when I record it on Saturday, and that will go out on Sunday, either Sunday or Monday for sure. I know I've said it, but I have not recorded it yet. But by the time this episode is up in EG3 feed, that episode should be already up if we're listening pleasures. And of course, we're gonna have the postcast after that, right? So hopefully, cross fingers, we can start a race, and hopefully it's going to be a long weekend of running. That's what we're going for. I do know that for sure. The goal is to run long, pretty much what we did 2 years ago. so there's that. But anyways, this episode right here, I'm gonna talk real quick about Hendrick Motorsports on the podcast, right? And I failed to talk about Alex Bowman on the previous edition of the show. Alex Bowman, after next year, is going to step aside from full-time racing. And oh, by the way, next weekend. Okay, so let's look at this for a minute. So next weekend is going to be Richmond weekend, right? And then, of course, EG3 has his big race, big race down at the plaza next Friday night. And of course, Richmond, depending on what is going on, depending on what car is unfolded, we'll see. I might miss out on the races. We'll just have to see what happens. Oh man, this is funny. This is something. So yeah, hopefully again, EG3 will be running at. Actually, hold up for a minute. So the R race starts at what, 7 next Friday night? When this podcast comes out, it'll be tonight. So pretty much once that event gets started, this episode will come out, or it'll be an hour ahead beforehand. So maybe I'll just do it that way. Put this out an hour before green flag time next Friday night, which once this comes around, it'll be Friday. So yeah, I know it's confusing, but I'm corning ahead a little bit. So there's that, but yes, there's more to come, so stay tuned. Oh yeah, we got plenty. I'm excited about the fall all of a sudden for this podcast. So as I've been thinking about it a lot, I'll get to that later. That's, we'll discuss that off the podcast. That's non-podcast related, so we'll discuss that later, but I've been thinking a lot and processing. I think all of a sudden now, the fall for the EG3 podcast, outside of college football, NFL, obviously the rest of the NASCAR season, now you get EG3 running, racing a little bit more. Ooh, yeah. So cannot wait. But we got to get through next weekend first, which when this comes out will be this weekend. We got to get through this weekend and see what card waits us down the plaza. So there's that. But anyways, mm-hmm. Yes. So Richmond next weekend. By the time this comes out, it'll be this weekend. So I don't know what will happen, but we'll have a reaction of those races there as well. So funny enough, we should have an Iowa recap next week. So there's that. Yeah, we got guys and gals. Hold up a minute. Do summer break 400. Seriously? I'm just looking at the rest of the season schedule here. We got summer break 400. Let me see here. Okay, so hold on a minute. So there's an off week for the Cup Series. At least we're sitting here recording here on this Wednesday. So Iowa, Richmond, New Hampshire, Daytona's left. For the, hang on, let me double check real quick. So I'm a little, I thought we were straight through. Apparently there's a race off this weekend but the next weekend should be Iowa. Oh, I got that all screwed. I screwed it all up. So Iowa, let me see here. Yeah, okay. That does make sense. All right, so Iowa is next weekend. So Iowa. Race weekend for the racing guys. EG3 is going to be race week. Big race week for him here in downtown Kansas City. Again, there's going to be an episode here coming out prior to this episode as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts at the Record This Podcast right now. Alex Bowman going to step down. He announced that last week. And Henry Motorsports, have they won? Larson has not won a race yet. Byron hasn't won a race yet. Bowman has been going through it this year. He ain't won nothing. And who is the other person? Oh, man. Who is the other guy that is... Let me check this thing. I should know. Let's see. Results here for a second here. Oh man, A's screwed this episode all up. Eddie Greer, EG3 podcast here. All right, so we're coming off the Brickyard, obviously. Toyota, the story of the season. You've had 23-11. It's been the story of them and the Toyota, the rest of the Toyotas. And Henrik Motorsports has had no answer. And everybody's been wondering what's going to happen, but they have no answer. Oh yeah. So with Chase Elliott, so how do I leave him out? So Chase Elliott's won something. Yeah. Chase Elliott's won twice. That's it. It's been mostly Toyotas all year long. Chase Elliott has the two lone victories for Henrik Motorsports in 2026, and Chase Elliott sitting there in six, at least. During the Porter's podcast, that might change in the next week. So apologize for recording ahead a little bit, but Chase Elliott, anyway, should still be, well, actually right now, hold on a minute here. He is 3 points out from the top five. And it's been said a lot about you need to be in the top five, at least no later than six. to have a shot at the championship in 2026 with this new, going back to this new layout, the playoffs there with the points resetting. If you're outside of that, you got no shot. Now, I've said that all along. So, yeah, you made the chase. That's awesome. If you barely make it, you made the chase. That's awesome. But you're going to have work to do. Somebody that's coming up in the mix quickly, Joey Logano. Joey Logano has been, 17th and 18th all season long in that dominant win at North Wilkesboro. And he finished, third last weekend in Brickyard? And now, all of a sudden, he is creeping up in the mix here with some momentum. 13th. He's been hanging around 17th, 18th, 19th all season long. And now, with that boost of momentum, you got to start watching out for the 22 now. He's plus 5 ahead of Bubba Wallace right now. And not too far from winless William Byron in the 12th spot. And not far as... there's a little gap from Logano to Suarez there in the Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell has been a bridesmaid all year long. Christopher Bell has yet to win in 2026. Been a bridesmaid a lot. Yeah, this season there as well. As he finished second to Corey Haim. There's going to be an episode of that as well coming. So we got two episodes printing before this one. So there's that, unless I decide to sneak in an NFL division preview ahead of this one. So there's going to be a lot of work between now and, let's see, next weekend, right? So, yeah, Joey Logano, third. And so the momentum is definitely there for him as well. Blaney falling short of the $1 million challenge to Todd Gillen, almost said his dad's name. Todd Gillen winning that challenge last weekend there as well. That was funny there as well. So I kind of sensed it that was gonna happen there. I was surprised Blaney was even back there to begin with. Gillen takes advantage of it and wins the bracket challenge for 2026 there in a cool $1 million with it there as well. But yeah, Larson, I probably need to stay away from him for the rest of the year, because every time I picked him, whether it's in one of my fantasies teams, he has wrecked out. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, can you stay on the racetrack? But yeah, man, he was trying to go for the stage win and wrecked. And then, yeah, his day was done pretty much. But Kyle Larson is back here in eighth. Yeah, man. The defending NASCAR Series champion, Kyle Larson. If you start today, folks, Kyle Larson, you got a let. And now, again, Kyle Larson is still in eighth, but you're going to have some work to do. You're going to have some work to do in that spot. If you're in the top three, you have a shot. Now, top five, yeah, but Kyle Larson, if the playoffs were to start, you actually have some work to do. Chase Briscoe's ahead of him. Chase Elliott, the leading Hendrick Motorsports car right now. So there's that. But yeah, you only two wins this year, and from what I've heard all year long and what I've listened to all year long, from what I watched all year long up until this point of the season, Hendrick Motorsports is going to get it. They're going to benefit. It's going to be second half of the season. They're going to get their arms around the aero to the new car. And folks, hey, the proof's in the pudding. Proof's in the pudding there. They have not. It's been like ups and downs and struggles for this organization. And I'm having a hard time. Look, I'm having a hard time just seeing if they're going to even be turned up come playoff time. I'm having a hard time seeing that. I put Penske over Hendrick Motorsports right now. It's 23-11, Joe Gibbs. And yes, Legacy's in there, but they're a couple tiers down. I mean, they showed improvement of speed, but they're down, right? And Eric Jones is right now out of the playoff picture right now. But yeah, so let's leave them out for a minute. So 23-11, Gibbs, Penske, and I put Hendrick Motorsports behind them. I probably, you know what? I like to be different. than other people, let's put Spire Motorsports ahead of Herrick Motorsports. Ooh, hot take, folks, here to EG3 Podcast. Yes, sir. Yeah, let's go that route. Let's go that route. Spire Motorsports, right? Carson, the ever talked about Carson Hocevar in 2026, Daniel Suarez. Those two cars, a couple races away from getting their tickets to the chase. Meanwhile, Michael McDowell needs a miracle. He's back there in 20th right now. But yeah, Carson Hocevar has been, yeah, he's been, well, if you haven't heard about Carson Hocevar, then I don't know what to tell you at this point, because he's doing something. It's always something with him every single week. This time last week, flipping Corey Heim off, and that rivalry has even sparked even more to their dislike, and Corey Heim hasn't shied away from it. I know that for sure. I know that for a fact from him just listening, from just him talking about Carson specifically. There's that goes back to the both of them in the truck series. We can unpack that at another time. But yeah, man. So that's crazy. Yeah, Carson Hocevar, and right now, let me pull those things back up. Yeah, Carson Hocevar, for what it is. Right now, 3 points, and guys, I just said it a few moments ago on the EG3 podcast here. Hocevar plus 3 ahead of Elliott right now for the top 5 spot. Briscoe is there. So Chase Briscoe is there with 4 races. When this comes out, yeah, actually, yeah, 4 races to go. Yeah. So Chase Briscoe is there. So again, for the second straight year in a row, Chase Briscoe has woke up to a huge second half run. And now he's in the mix there. So, like I said, I think for me, again, I might have said this early on in the year, and I'll bring this back up here on this latest edition of this podcast here while Eddie is hopefully be running. it's funny. I know. It's kind of, it's weird. It's weird, right? It's weird, right? I've been thinking, it's back to that same mindset that I had prior to the Casey Metro Mile. I'm like, I don't know. I just don't know how my body's going to hold up. Sure enough, come actual race time, he ready to rock and roll. So hopefully that's the same thing next weekend. By the time this comes out, hopefully Eddie has begun the big race. But Chase Briscoe, for the second straight year, has put himself in a spot where, hey, man, we had an opportunity to race for a championship, obviously. So you got to be in that mix. Right there, Briscoe is, what, 7 ahead of Larson there. And Chase Briscoe is not too far from Chase Elliott. He is 12 out. And not, yeah, so Carson Hocevar right now, kind of the fish of the lure, right? Fish of the lure right now. That did not come out how I want to say it, but we'll roll with it there as well, because it's a gap between Ty Gibbs, who clinched a spot for this year's playoffs. So he's the latest guy. So Hamlin, who leads by 84 over Reddick. Blaney clinched. So Hamlin, Reddick, Blaney, and Gibbs. Let's keep it simple. Have clinched a spot in the 2026 NASCAR postseason. So there's that. And Hamlin, a few races away from winning the regular season title, which I got to look that up if there's any extra points to that, like it has been in the past, right? So there's that as well. Yeah, so there's a gap from Ty Gibbs to Carson Hocevar. So that is up for grabs. So Carson Hocevar, he better be real careful here, because he's already ruffled enough feathers here. It could definitely come back to bite him in the ass come playoff time. I'm just going to put it straight up to you there as well. I know he's got a rising fan base and whatnot, but I think all this mess, I mean, yes, it was awesome to see him win the race, obviously, but that's been it. It's been calamity central from the 77. So I would not be surprised if the competitors around him obviously continue to give him a hard time on a racetrack. So he's created this monster himself. He's gonna have to deal with it. And obviously, him being in the highest points position, Everybody knows that. And so Carson better be careful here. Yeah, I mean, he's right now in a good spot, but it ain't by much. It's not by much because you have, again, Chase Elliott breathing down your neck. Both Chases, by the way, excuse me. Elliott and Briscoe. Larson, despite not winning, still haven't won a race in over a year and change now. Damn, that you would have told me that. I would have laughed in your face. But yeah, it has been a hot minute since Kyle Larson's been in victory lane. It's been a hot minute since Kyle Larson stayed on the racetrack as well. And I'm gonna stay away from that five for the rest of the season. But damn, every time I pick him, something happens. He wrecks out. Oh yeah, so late. If he wrecks out late or wrecks out for the stage win, I don't know what gives, but I better. You know what? I think for the rest of the regular season, and maybe for the rest of the season, stay away from that five. I'm just saying. So so there's that. But yeah, crazy. As we get ready for the rest of the regular season, obviously when this comes out, it would be Iowa next weekend. Obviously when this comes out, it'll be Iowa race week there as well. So there's that. Yeah, I'm recording it a little bit, just a little bit, not too much. No need to be going haywire. But yeah, before this episode, again, I will be talking about the race that Eddie's going to be running, putting myself in third person. So there's that again, and we'll have a full reaction to the brickyard. So I'm gonna record that on Friday night. Let's see here. Yeah, that's kind of the plan. The Saturday, we're going to talk about Eddie's race. And then, yeah, so this podcast should be set. So I might go record, pre-record one more just for kicks and giggles tomorrow. It might be an NFL episode because we got NFL training camp going on right now. Storylines going on. From what I've seen so far, this is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, they're recording this pre-recording edition, July 29th, 2026. And oh, by the way, when this comes out, it's gonna be August, by the way. So yeah, all that saying, yeah, this 2026 has flown by, and it's gonna get even faster once sports gets going there as well. So yeah, it's gonna be action packed fall all of a sudden with EG3 making some decisions himself here as we move forward. But yeah, NFL training camp is going on right now, and obviously the Falcons, my team, and everybody else's teams there as well. Interesting storylines already. And the new coach lost, from what I saw anyways, this might be old news, but yeah, interesting enough. Yeah. Kirk Cousins being named, QB1 there at Las Vegas Raiders there as well. So of course he was with Atlanta for a few years before reuniting with Kubiak over there. So that was it. That's interesting enough right there. And we're going to talk AFC. Not for too long. So we're gonna finish up. I'm gonna finish up my previews with the NFC North and the NFC East this weekend as well. So yeah, I got y'all covered next weekend, throughout next weekend there as well. And of course, we will unpack everything, hopefully, full weekend. Yeah, say it with a laugh. We'll see what happens. But yeah, man, excited about that. Baseball's going on right now. The Braves lost in the Mets again, just before I hopped on the show. So there, I haven't even paid attention to the stand. I know we lead by like four games or something like that, over Philadelphia. So we're going to take a closer look at all the standings here as we approach the fall. Yeah, it's crunch time, folks. So definitely there's that as well. Denny Hamlin looks to wrap up the regular season title here in a couple weeks. On the Cup Series side, I know Justin Allgaier's leading by a lot, and Lane Riggs. We talked about the standings last week's episode, so if you missed that episode, go check that out there as well. We'll see if everything's status quo when the playoffs begin or get started once. So there's that as well. So just want to come on here and get ahead of the game a little bit. there as well, record this, kind of get ahead of the game a little bit, look ahead toward the rest of the year, obviously, in the regular season for NASCAR, baseball in the second half of the season, NFL, some training camp, whatnot, and yeah, man, things are getting revved up, college football right around the corner, and a potential fall season is around the corner as well for EG3. More on that down the line. I don't want to get too far ahead right now. I'm worried about next weekend when this comes out. It's going to be this weekend. So a lot to go here, on a lot to look forward to on the EG3 podcast. Make sure you want to be a part of the coverage. Make sure you do subscribe to this podcast, EG3 podcast. Get it. We're a podcast, genre podcast you listen to. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. We're pretty much on most podcasting platforms, the EG3 podcast, baby. Geared up for the fall and geared up for what could be a huge weekend. We'll see next weekend, but it's gonna be a big week regardless next weekend, and I'm excited to get back competition for sure. So that's the main thing, honestly. After a huge coming off a huge PR at the KC Metro Mile earlier this summer, we look to make some more noise next weekend. I'm definitely looking forward to that there as well, shaking things up some more a little bit. So definitely, and not just for next weekend, for the rest of the year for sure. So definitely, you want to be a part of this action for this fall. Definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. That's my other podcast. Again, your K-State fan, Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Alex will be on occasionally this fall. So I will have him on this fall. That is the plan there as well. As if you're a big K-State fan, definitely, starting August 1st. Well, when this episode comes out on August, what was it, 7th? Yeah. Sorry if Eddie's big race. Yeah, it'll be August. So definitely by now, if you have not already, it'll be everyday episodes of the K-State podcast over there, the Purple Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Right now, Eddie Greer over here in KC, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening to another. We have made it across the finish line on another episode of this podcast. Thank you so much again for listening. Make sure you do. Hey, take the time out. I have not talked about this enough. Please take the time out. It's not going to hurt you. It takes a few seconds. Leave us a rating. 4 or 5 stars. I know I have not said this enough. So my apologies. I don't do it for fame. But still, feel free. Leave me a rating. 4 or 5 stars. It would be appreciated, though. And also, more importantly, though, helps others find out more about the EG3 podcast. So definitely feel free. Definitely do that. While y'all can, for sure, because this fall, it's gonna be something. I can tell you that right now. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode of this podcast. We'll see you.